Todd Dock is with the Aggie Band. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How you doing? You're a fifth year, right?
Yeah, I'm a fifth year.
So are you finals? No finals? You done? What's the story with you?
Well, yeah, I'm done with finals, okay. But still have another semester to go.
Just got the last semester, but you're at least, you're not having to be like everyone else. We talked to several students that are walking by that still have that look in their eye.
That
kind of glazed over.
Zombies.
Yeah.
Fear.
Head down.
At least it's Christmas for you. Well, tell me a little bit about the band. And now you've been doing it for, I assume, how long have you been in it? How'd you get into it?
Well, I was in the band for 4 years. You can only be in the band for 4 years and the Corps of Cadets. It's pretty much the only reason I came to Texas A&M. It was the first thing I noticed, and I come from a military marching band in high school, and the Aggie Band is kind of the ultimate thing to do past that, so.
I've always wondered about that, because marching bands, there's really pretty much everything else, and then there's the military marching bands, and really the one that probably most people know is the Aggie Band.
Yeah.
And it's that way, from what I've talked to people I know that have been into it like you, said, okay, I got into it out of high school. It's always where I wanted to be. They say that when they say it's the world famous, band, they really do mean it. I mean, it's known all over the world. Now that you've got, you're at your last semester, your last year. Now you've had some time to, you spend a lot of time on campus. What does the 12th man mean to you?
That's kind of hard to explain because it's kind of part of the spirit that people say that you can't explain. Like, you come on campus before your freshman year and you know that there's something different about the university. Then you get here and you actually experience it and feel it, but you still can't explain what the 12th man is. And it's always being there for someone, no matter what you're going through, and it's about them being there for you. It's about making lasting friendships and bonds that will never go away.
I totally get that.
Let me ask you this. After 4 years, do you still get the pop when you get out on Kyle Field? Do you still have that electricity like you had the first time you marched? Or not?
Well, I didn't march. This was my first season not marching with the Aggie Band. And I would say it was almost more exciting because it was my first time to ever see the band without me not being in it. So it was almost more exciting seeing the organization that I love so much just out there doing their thing. From a different perspective.
No, I love that you talked about the spirit you can't explain, because I only went here for a semester, and honestly, today, it just makes me want to get back into school and go back to A&M, just hearing about everybody talk about it, and it's such a great thing. And I know it's a school so rich in traditions. Mm-hmm. If you had to pick one, which one would be your favorite?
That would be Silver Taps for me. A lot of people say muster because of how, everyone comes from around the world and do it. But I think Silver Taps is a little more special because it happens every month.
Right.
And it shows the consistency with our tradition that the students can come together once a month and, honor someone who they don't even know.
Right.
And it's just always been... It was one of the deciding factors in me choosing my university, for sure.
Awesome. That was my favorite, too.
Very cool. Hey, thank you so much for coming by today, man. And enjoy your holidays and everything else. And good luck with the last semester.